I'm Jennifer Wexton, Virginia State Senator in District 33 and candidate for Congress in Congressional District Number 10 in Northern Virginia.
What's your quick little pitch? I'm out there, I'm a voter, why should I vote for you?
Because I'm a longtime resident of the district. I'm a mom, a former prosecutor, and a bipartisan state senator who is determined to go to Washington and get things done for my constituents.
So what is different about you than Congressman Comstock?
I have a record of working across the aisle to get things done. My background is, as a legislator in Richmond, I have passed 40 bills, every single one of them with bipartisan support, and many of them help kids and families, and that is always one of my most important goals in legislation.
So if you had to pick one thing that you feel like in the next Congress you could make a difference in, is there a specific proposal or an issue you would highlight more than those kind of broad strokes?
Absolutely. I mean, some of the issues that people in the district are concerned about include access to affordable quality health care, and that's an area where Barbara Comstock and I have a great deal of contrast. Gun violence prevention is another one. And also, being a check on this president and some of his more dangerous tendencies. Barbara Comstock has voted with him 98% of the time.
So is this race national or is it local?
It's both. Because we are so close to Washington, D.C., it's a race that a lot of people are paying attention to, but ultimately all politics is local.
So what does that mean, though, as far as what you can actually do here or how you kind of get everyone on board? Because obviously the ads in this race have taken us towards a very much national tone.
Well, the national issues are also local issues. People here in the district are concerned about their health care. And the actions of the Trump administration and the Congress that's been helping him are going to make our premiums here in Virginia go up 64% in the next year.
So does President Trump then, you see that as an issue that is helping you as we look at the polls?
People in this district do not agree with Donald Trump's agenda, but Barbara Comstock does. And that's clear from her voting record.
I guess then, do you believe the polls that show that you might have a relatively significant lead at this point, or do the polls not really matter?
Polls are good to have as a judge at any given snapshot in time. But as we all know, there's only one poll that matters, and that's the poll on Election Day.
Are you going to win that one?
That's the plan, absolutely.
Obviously, transportation and metro and things like that are a big issue here. What would you say to people who want to know what you would do as one of 435 people in Congress to help us deal with our congestion and tolls and metro and all of that?
Absolutely. Traffic and congestion and transit are always big issues in Northern Virginia. Well, it's time that the federal government, pony up and pay their fair share. Metro moves the federal workforce. About a third of the federal workers take Metro every day. We need to make sure that the PREA grants and funding are re-upped for another 10-year period to help match what Maryland, D.C., and Virginia have all come up with in the last year. And it's time for the federal government to make a contribution towards our operating expenses. It's really time that we get Metro back where it needs to be, and everybody needs to be working together to make that happen.
Congressman Comstock's proposed another bill on this that would, provide at least the PREA extension with some exemptions. What exactly would you try to get out there and do, especially if you ended up winning but being in a minority?
I think working across the aisle on transit and transportation solutions are something that should be bipartisan. And there are many groups and folks across the entire country who are facing the same sort of issues that we are here in Washington, D.C. area and in Northern Virginia. And so working with them in ways that we can help no matter how the current administration is viewing it. It's worth noting that Barbara Comstock's bill has absolutely no support among any of the metro jurisdiction members in Congress. And that's important that all the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia groups work together to get a good result in this case.
How do you, I think I asked you this in the primary as well, but this is a very long, narrow district. So if you were to be elected, how would you make sure you represent everyone in the district with so many different experiences and different interests?
The same way I represent my district now is by listening, by going out into the communities and talking to people and listening to them, even more important to listen to them, about what their concerns are and ways that we can make the government work better for them. I've already committed to hold town halls regularly, unlike Barbara Comstock, who has yet to hold a single public town hall. And I would plan to hold those throughout the district so that the western part of the district, the southern part of the district, the central part of the district, everyone is treated equally and everyone's concerns are heard.
Are there other issues that we haven't talked about yet that you're hearing from voters that have, you know, maybe bumped them up your agenda at all that you would then take to Capitol Hill with you?
Absolutely. Gun violence prevention is something that has taken on a new life in this campaign in the wake of Parkland and you know, everything that's been happening in our country. We have new groups of Moms Demand volunteers and other folks for whom this is a motivating issue. And they're really disgusted that Congress has not been able to do anything or not willing to do anything on this issue in a long time. And obviously, Barbara Comstock being one of the top recipients in support from the gun lobby and having an A rating from the NRA is someone who is not going to be representative of their values and concerns.
Is there anything either that you don't usually get to talk about or that we haven't talked about that is something that's really important to you that you would bring with you that people might not be aware of when they're considering who to vote for?
I think that it's important that we get back to working across the aisle to get things done in Washington. This is something I've been able to do in the General Assembly. As I mentioned, every bill that I've passed has had bipartisan support, and I've been able to reach across the aisle on issues that help kids and families. You know, Washington hasn't always been this polarized, and I think the only way we're going to change the animus in Washington is to change who we send there.